10 games, that's the suspension handed down by Major League Baseball's commissioner to Yankees pitcher Michael Pineda after he was ejected from last night's game in Fenway Park for using a foreign substance on the mound. That substance was pine tar. Yankees general manager Brian Cashman called the incident an embarrassment. Red Sox manager John Farrell says it wasn't the pine tar that necessarily bothered him. It was how blatantly Pineda was using it. Cheating in baseball is as old as the game itself, and Pineda's suspension is reviving the age-old debate about what is and is not acceptable in the game. Joining us to talk about the storied history of cheating in America's pastime is Dirk Hayhurst. He's a former major league pitcher and the New York Times bestselling author of the book Bigger Than the Game, Restitching a Major League Life. Dirk, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
So Tom Ferducci of Sports Illustrated says everybody does it. Pineda was simply doing 56 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. How widespread is the use of pine tar and other stuff by pitchers?
Tom Verducci is not wrong in the fact that everybody does do it. In fact, pine tar is so ubiquitous, I think if you checked under almost any pitcher's hat or belt buckle or the back of their shirt collar or lots of other fun places they like to hide it, you would find some kind of sticking agent. I do take issue with Tom Verducci saying it's no big deal. When you have pine tar on your fingers and you apply it to a ball, it can help you do things with the ball that you can't do without.
Yeah, like what?
Well, it tightens the spin on a baseball, and once the spin is tightened up, the ball will break more sharply. You have increased late movement. Big league hitters can hit a ball that moves. If they see a big, slow curveball to your hand, they'll mash it. But if that curveball breaks at the last second because you have that extra rotation, thanks to that increased grip, that makes it that much more effective, and that's why pitchers go to it.
Now, this is what's so confusing to me, though. Pineda, who in the last series with the Red Sox a couple of weeks ago, he was spotted with pine tar on the heel of his throwing hand, his right hand. Farrell noticed it, didn't make a big deal out of it. Some players, I guess, expressed appreciation. You know, it was a cold, windy evening. He wanted control on the ball, didn't want to hit anybody, and some players were expressing appreciation for that. Yeah, okay, good. He doesn't plunk me.
Well, it's funny that players say we appreciate that because, like, if you want to feel your hand on a cold day, you blow on it and you warm it up. That's how you get your grip. If you want to add grip to a baseball, you put some kind of gripping agent on the ball. That's technically cheating. But the reason Farrell was so kind of laissez-faire about the whole thing is because guys on his team are doing it,
yeah,
too. The real sin here isn't so much that he did something, Pineda did something to the ball. It's that he did it so overtly that he forced the issue to catch him. You can't just slap it on the side of your neck and say it's no big deal. If it's right out there in front of everybody, someone's going to say something.
So is there an art to this whole thing? Was Pineda's biggest crime just being sloppy?
Oh, by far his biggest crime was being sloppy. I knew guys when I played in baseball that would put sunscreen on their hands, they would sweat, and then they'd mix that sunscreen with rosin, which makes kind of an on-the-fly pine tar. I knew guys that would cut their necklace short so that when they pitched, it would flop out, and they would have to stuff it back down their shirt because that's where they hid the pine tar, on their chest. I've known guys that have scuffed the tip of their belt buckle into a sharp point so they could rub a baseball over that sharp, pointy surface and scuff the baseball on the fly without it looking unnatural. There is an incredible art to it, and being lazy about it is an insult to all us who are really doing it in a masterfully way.
You played at Kent State University for 4 years. You worked your way through the minor leagues for 5. You saw some time in the majors with the Padres and the Blue Jays. What did you do to the ball?
Oh, I did everything to the ball. When you're a roster filler like me, you've got to find every edge that you can. In fact, my first responsibility as a rookie in the big leagues was packing what was called the candy bag for the bullpen. And in the candy bag, there was a few packs of gum, but there was sunscreen, rosin, Fixident, pine tar, firm grip, shaving cream, you name it. We had everything out there so that not only could you get your favorite sweet, you could also get your favorite ball doctoring item on your hand before you went into the game.
Dirk Hayhurst is an author and former Major League Baseball pitcher. Thank you so much, Dirk.
My pleasure.